Blog Talk Radio.
I recall when we first met a long time ago. How could I forget the way I felt when I first set eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to be my destiny, 'cause I was made to love you, my hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand, my time to spend with you forever. I was made to love you, my lips to kiss you, my eyes to see you, my hands to stand, my time to spend with you forever and ever. First break up and make up that got us through this moment. And every girlfriend and every one night stand, every heartbreak and every heartache led me to you. It drew me to you and made me
when I think about 3 years ago when God blessed me with this vision to take this vessel, which was Blog Talk Radio, and take it to his people. And I'm so excited to have a chance to do that. I appreciate those individuals that's joining me now. We have Sarita Bailey. She was a guest host with her husband on our show 2 weeks ago. Thank you, Sarita, so much for being with us. Then Autumn Floyd, she's joining us as well. And many others, I know you're taking the opportunity to do that. So we look forward to having you part of the show. Now, the title of our show is sort of a follow-up on the last show. We had an awesome team here. We had Mr. and Mrs. Antonio Bailey. I was speaking about Sarita and her husband, Antonio, and they talked about this topic. And I wanted to come back because there was a couple other things that we wanted to make sure we touched bases on. And that was relationship is not easy. So to keep that in mind, but they are worth it. And this is a part two. We're going to talk about love tonight. I hope you, Ms. Bailey, call you. You're online. You're going to call in and make sure you be a part of it and share your thoughts. If you got a minute, I have time to share your thoughts. Come on, because I know you're part of the show, part one. So you could be awesome, be a part of part two. Thank you so much. So again, relationships are not easy. Just think about it, but they are worth it. And we're going to talk about some outstanding topics tonight, focusing on that. Now, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. And if you want to just hear the show on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We're also being broadcast on Facebook, and I see several people joining. Our goal was to get Instagram up as well, but we lost connection, and we had to use our line to make sure we're on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to give a shout and a wave to those individuals that's checking us out. Carol Davis, thank you so much, Carol Davis, for taking time to be a part of the show. And all of you, as you begin to call in, I want to make sure I shout out to you because we just want you to be a part of this. This is special. It's special to me. It's Trying Tuesday. So we're going to talk about some things. We're in the toughest time of our life because we have never experienced anything, the coronavirus. So we're at the point we need some lift me up. And that's what we're going to be all about. Dr. Lowe, he's going to bring you some lift you up. And he's a relationship guru, proud to have that with no filters. Not holding back, going to come at your heart. So when you get a chance to call in 347-857-4192, I want you to press 1, and I'll make you live. Then I ask your name, your location, as well as, come on, I want to make sure you be listening when you call in. Remember your last 4 digits because I'm going to call your last 4 digits out. Then I'm going to let y'all come in here and offer your expertise, your comments, your questions. That's what it's all about. Let's have a ball. I'm ready to make it do what it do on the Dr. Lowe show. So let's look at some things dealing with. Relationships are not easy, but they are truly, truly worth it. Part 2. We're going to start looking at some of the characteristics. There are some important characteristics and traits that we must understand if we want to have a strong and a lasting marriage or relationship. We're going to make sure we focus on that because there are simple things we take for granted. And I always talk about on my other shows about those traits that allow you to be successful in a healthy relationship. We always talk about self-love. You have to have love for yourself. If you don't have that, you can't be in a relationship or marriage and be as happy as you should be because you don't love yourself. If you can't stand and look at the mirror and be happy with what you see, then there's a problem there. And I think you need to make some adjustments. Life is all about checking ourselves. It's one thing I always do every day. I assess and reassess myself to see where I'm going and where I come from. So I know how successful I can be in a relationship. And I'm so excited God has blessed me with that opportunity to be in a relationship and be happy. God has just touched me, and I just want that to just flow from my body, that inner part of me. You know, I want to deposit something that is with you that's going to allow you to be successful as well. Again, the characteristics of the traits. You know, I keep having some problems with some folks here trying to jump in on my line, all kinds of things going on, you know, but that's what it's all about. I have them. I got them. And I'm going to make sure I take care of everything here. Again, let's look at some traits and characteristics. I've mentioned self-love, one of the most important things. If you're not loving yourself, you're not going to be successful in a relationship, a strong or lasting relationship. The second thing, making sure you're able to be honest. If you're not able to be honest, there's no need to go into that relationship. There's no need to waste that person's time and your time. I don't care. Even in a marriage, if you're not being honest just because you took the vows, you know, struggling with the vows, you know, trying to make sure you're successful. You know, we had our guest last time we was on 2 weeks ago. We was talking about that. I do. struggling to keep the vows. That's that book they're working on. But the thing about it is, think about it. If you're in a marriage, you got to be willing to work hard to make sure you're successful. So you have to keep that. Honesty is so important. Trust. That's the second one. I always talk about that. If you can't trust me, and one of the biggest reasons why you're not going to be able to trust me, because I'm not trusting myself. See, that's what trust is all about. It's self-trust. If I can trust myself, you don't have to worry about having to trust me, because I know that I'm going to do what's right, that's trustworthy, and that's what it's all about. You like the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll tell you, I see several people joining in. I see my frat brother just joined in. Chico, thank you so much, my brother, for joining me tonight. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I see Tiffany Davis, my niece. Thank you, Tiffany, so much for joining us. And this is Rihanna Thomas. Thank you, Rihanna, so much for jumping in here and being a part of this. See, this is what we're talking about. We're going to share some thoughts with you. We're going to share some things. And we're talking about it slowly as we go through the process. Oh, come on now. What's next? Communication. If you can't communicate, you can't be able to listen. Communication is not just me talking. It's about listening. I'm having a problem with that. I'll go back to my Thursday night show, and the title of the Thursday night show is The Love Cafe. And we have some explanation for our acronym, LOVE. And you're talking about L, you got to be able to listen. You never can have real love or true love unless you're able to listen. And the O is overcoming. Whatever come about, you got to be willing to work together to overcome. That's all about in a strong marriage. So we tie these things in together. Your V is valuable. That'd be very valuable to you. And if you don't believe in them and supporting them and respecting them, you're not going to be successful. And then last but not least, excited about being in that relationship. Happy. They make you smile. You'll be full of joy. You know, if you know, you're at peace, and that's what it's all about. So those are some of the things that's talking about our love cafe, but it's part of this situation relationship. Let's continue with some of the things that we have. Communication. You got to be able to listen as well as you want to be getting your point across. If you're not able to do that, if you're barking at a person, what they're going to do eventually, they're going to discount you and walk away, because you can't disrespect them. And through our words, we quickly can disrespect people. But the thing about it, if we know we're doing it and we're aware it's done, we got to be able to respond and say, I'm sorry, I was doing that. That wasn't the way I want this to be. So we have to do that. It's communication is always important. Come next to connection. If you don't have that connection, there's no way in the way you can have a strong and lasting relationship. No way, because that's a challenge. Because from meeting you, this has to be a connection. It might be through something simple. It might be through just a meal. It might be just I caught your eye or something. But you got to have a connection. And the connection is not an outer. It's not what's on my face. It's what's in my heart. It's what's in my spirit. And if we're able to connect that way, we're going to be successful. Very successful. It's going to be lasting, and it's going to be strong. I have several other schools. I want you to check it out and make sure you're one of them. Say, this is what I do. This is to what I do. In my marriage, this is what I do. In my relationship, I do this. I'm running them down to you so you make sure, because I have several more, and they all have different thoughts in regards to that relationship. We're talking about a characteristic or a trait of a strong and lasting relationship. That's what we're talking about. All right, let's move to the next one, acceptance. I accept you for who you are. Just remember that, acceptance for who you are. If I'm willing to spend, I'm ready to spend time with you, I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with you, I got to accept who you are. I can't change you, because change only comes from within, from that individual. So I'm going to accept you, because most of the time, we already know what goes on with people. Some people don't realize, because when God calls that connection, that means that this plan has already been put in place. It's that book of life that he's written on you and wrote on me. So you have an opportunity. So I see that. I'm accepting you. Nothing you've done previously people don't eventually will know. It ain't from finding somebody. You will eventually tell them, and they can tell by your action. And that's what I said. So you have to be acceptance of people. If you're not accepting, you're not going to have a strong or a lasting relationship. Keep in mind, one of the things so important, commitment. Are you ready to commit? Are you ready to commit to have a strong and a lasting relationship? You know what commitment is. You all of the things that falls in line when you say commit, you say, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be trustworthy. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make sure whatever we are, I'm going to listen. Okay? I'm going to allow myself to grow with you because I'm ready to set goals with you. It's all about that commitment. Most people are not successful in marriage or relationship because they started off committing, but when they found out the job got a little tougher, the relationship got a little tougher, you know what they did? Oh, hey, I'm done. I'm backing up. And you know what? They ain't gonna right set. They're not going to say that, but they're going to start doing the moonwalk. They're going to start moonwalking a little bit from you as a little bit and a little bit more. Think about that now. I want you to think about that in your relationship. I want you to be a part of it. Come on, hit me now. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make it live. You'll be able to chat with me and share your thoughts with me. Or if you're on Facebook, and I should have went back, and I need to go back and make sure I do this. On Facebook, for those people on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Instagram, you can be a part of Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. That's my handle. Give me a shout out if you want to be connected with me. And, you know, you just want to be a part of it. I have no problem about it. Yeah, that was my goal. I tell people, yeah, 5,000 friends. People say, you need to open up. Yeah, that's because how I'm going to get this word out. How I'm going to get this out. You're not, you know, all of those people not my friend. I don't know no more what they put on Facebook, but they get the word out. They're going to share just like they're sharing tonight. They're sharing this video. They're sharing it. I'm so excited. That's how I get the word out. We are heard in 16 countries. Just keep it in mind on Blog Talk Radio. And when you get the word out, it branch out more and more because we have a word to say. Let's move back to a word, kindness. Come on. I want you to really consider that. Some people just don't understand kindness. See, a lot of time when a person is kind to you and consistently kind to you, you take that person for granted. But it's one of the traits and the characteristic of a lasting and strong relationship. And I'm not talking about with you in a relationship, even a romantic relationship. If you're on the job, it's all right to be kind to those people, your coworkers. You work at the Hyundai plant out there in here in Montgomery, Alabama, and you're on a team of four. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be kind. You have to be accepting of the person because you got to work with that person. So you have to have kindness in you. You know, and you do have it. You have to stop being selfish sometime that you allow your kindness to come out and quit being on the defense. Thank everybody you're kind till they out to hurt you. Yes, we've been hurt in the past, but we cannot let it define our future. Can't do that. So keep that in mind. That's another step toward having a strong and lasting relationship. Also, we want to look at being able to be respectful. I mentioned that earlier, but I didn't get in depth into it. But I want you to hear me now. Respect is important. First of all, respect yourself. And then you can respect someone else. I can remember I was when I was working before I retired, and I had a young man that was in the program that I had. I was supervising, and the young man, I was talking with the young man, and I said, and this young man is about 12 or 13 years old, and I was talking to him about, you know, respect. He said, my grandma told me I don't have to show people respect unless I want to show respect. And I told him, I said, you know, it's fine. I said, it's fine. Then he came back. First of all, they need to earn my respect. That's what my grandmama told me. I said, okay. Are you willing to do the same thing? First of all, being respectful has nothing to do with somebody earning your respect. That person hadn't done anything because there was a little beef going on with him and another student. That person hadn't done anything to you. I don't have to respect him. I don't have to respect you. And then I put on that, I turned my hat around then, which I had no hat. I had my head just turned around like in the Exorcist. What? You know, but you have to always keep in mind, some people don't quite understand it. They don't have a definition of it. If you hadn't been taught from the foundation, that means if he's 13 or 12, he hadn't been taught at home about respect. And you have to do that. And if you have children, teach them to, but first of all, treat them with respect. If you do that first, they will understand what respect is. All right, the next thing is attraction. You know, about in my Thursday night show, that's one of the things we talk about when we talk about the menu. We talk about three levels of the menu. As you know, the starter, you know, that's the beginning of this thing, appetizer. That's lust. You have all that lust. You get so excited about being around those people. And then that second one is what? It's your entree. That's all about what? The attraction. That big steak sitting on your plate, them lobsters sitting up there, and all the seafood, and that, ooh, that look good. Ooh, boy, I'm gonna eat that food. So that's the attraction there. You have to be able to keep that in mind. It must be some kind of attraction there. And the thing about it, I tell people, is not how beautiful they look outside. It's how beautiful they are inside. Love is all about internal. It's from the soul. And your relationship should be built on love coming from your soul, not what you think it should be. Love makes you fuzzy, excited. That's what it's all about. And in a relationship, you should love. You should be excited. Back to our acronym. The E is excitement. And that's what we want to talk about. Being happy, joy. We're talking about a long-lasting relationship, a strong relationship, a marriage, an intimate relationship. That's what we're talking about. Something else will throw people off, and I always try to put this one out here, and I'm just, listen, we have several things we're going to talk about. Aligned. Somebody asks, what are you talking about, Doc? We got to be aligned, moving in the same direction. We have to have shared goals. These are things we aspire to do together. That's working toward a strong and lasting relationship. Have you aligned your relationship up? Ask yourself that. I'm talking about 12 to 13 things. If we ain't masters of it now, you know what? Work toward it. Being masters of those things to be successful. And reciprocal. I love you. I tell you I love you. It's a gift I'm giving. If you feel the same, you'll tell me I love you. So if I'm able to receive it, I'm able to give it back to you. Lasting, working toward a strong and lasting relationship. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'm going to make it live and you can chat with me. Don't hold back. Make it do what it do. I'm looking to hear from you. You know, people call in. They be on the board and they get off the board because they don't want to talk. You can listen to it. We have slots open just for you to listen to the show. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All right, a couple more that I want to touch on that I think is so important, and one of them is love. Come on now, talk to me. That's a trait, to have a long and strong, lasting relationship. What love means to you? We got a couple type of love, and I'm going to share just two of them I think that most of us can identify. And I'm going to take one, I'm start from the back and work my way to the front. Selfish ego love. If that's you, you're going to struggle. Because selfish ego love is known as fear-based love. You're afraid. You love, but you're afraid to let that wall down. You're afraid for, you know, just allowing things to work out like it's supposed to be. So ego love is the love of a person who hasn't yet entirely found themselves. Oh, come on. Put yourself in that category. If not, get yourself out of it. Is that you? Are you so selfish? It's all about your ego? You can't love people when it's all about your ego. It shows fear. It shows that you're not capable of dealing with love because you got some fears there that you're not allowing yourself to be happy. You know, we talk about love and we talk about the gift of love. I just mentioned the gift of love. When we're talking about that gift of love where we give, you know, in return, reciprocate that back to you, in return, love is all about vulnerability. Be afraid. I don't want to get hurt. How was it last time? Last time, assess yourself. Did you do what you're supposed to do last time? Don't blame it on somebody else. Did you do? If you correct or attempt to put that in the right perspective, you can do better this time. Don't allow your past relationship skills to define your future relationship skills that you're going to attain. Let those skills put you in a position to have a more success at a relationship. Next one is true love. Man, true love is about from the soul. Woo, you can't be scared of true love. Because if you're ready to say, I love you, and I'm ready to show you love, it's going to come from within. Having to do with fear. You don't worry about what's going to happen. Because the truth of the matter, it don't matter what's going to happen because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow anyway. We just don't know. So what we have to do is allow ourselves to experience the goodness. Allow ourselves to have an opportunity to be fuzzy and happy inside. That's what true love is all about. If you're working on fear base, you're working from out to in. No, you know what it's all about, in to out. So you're working from the soul. And when you're working from the soul, man, I tell you, you'll have a ball. You'll love that person. And you, first of all, self-love is so important because if you're doing that, it's self-love. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about love when we're talking about a lasting and a strong marriage and relationship. Let's move to the types of relationship. And it's so important that we understand the types of relationship. I think it's essential that we understand there's three kinds of types of relationship that influence us to love one another. Or love ourselves. Number one is traditional. You know, for years and years, traditional love was always put in a way that, you know, I love you, and you know, or I love something you can offer me. It's in that beginning stage, and you're learning stuff about people, and it becomes traditional. You're finding out about them. You hadn't put no thought in it. You hadn't put no effort in it, no big effort in it right now. It's just a traditional. It's something you're supposed to do when you meet somebody. You know, it's just like when you're in school and you have a love crush on your little friend. Yeah, you know, your little boy, I like him. He's pretty. Ooh, I love him to death. You don't even know him. That's traditional. Number two is conscious. See, you know you're in love. I'm telling you, when it's a It's a conscious part of you working. And he said, what are you talking about? Consciously, I understand what love is so I can love you. I understand it. I'm not asleep. I'm not dreaming. I'm not daydreaming. Traditional is dreaming of love. When I'm in the conscious part, I understand what I want to do. And last but not least, transcendent. Woo, it changes. Woo, it's great. It's awesome. It's something you want to be a part of. Transcendent. And that way you can be very successful. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Check yourself out. Are you, how are you serving your own purpose? Are you serving through the traditional way? These are the kinds of relationship or the types of relationship. Is it conscious or is transcendent? Which one you put your category, put yourself in? Which one? Come on, reach out. Let me know. Again, call in at 347-857-4192. On Facebook, you're on here. Type in your comments. I love to hear what you have to say. I'm looking at you right here, and I know some people coming on, and they're walking away, walking around, and I actually see the eyes that are actually, how many of that actually eyes on here. I have several people joining me. I have two Facebook going, and I'm over here trying to give them a wave and tell them thank you for joining us. They're so glad to have you as a part of it. And that's what we're talking about, those three types. Traditional, conscious, transcendent. The next one we want to touch base, next topic we want to touch on is discussing those types of relationship and some of the things that have to happen so it can be strong. I just gave you some characteristics. I didn't tell you how you can get to that long-lasting and strong relationship. First of all, a relationship shares around forgiveness. Relationships shared around forgiveness. We all make mistakes. Or we all make choices that may not be right. I'm going to take that mistake out. And in a relationship, we may not make the right choice. But you know what? If we're wrong, we got to be open up enough in that relationship to forgive that person. I didn't say nothing about forget. I said forgiveness. But somebody said, well, if you forgive them, you might well go and forget it. Some things are traumatic, and it's hard. It leaves a time stamp in your brain, and you may not forget it, but that don't mean you can't forgive those people. But in a relationship, you have to have forgiveness for it to be long-lasting or last the longest and the strongest. We'll say last the longest, stay strong, the strongest. How about that? Relationships are based on adventure. You know, we like to plan everything. Some people don't. Some people already adventure, but they're not ready for the relationship they need to have. They just want to go travel, do all this stuff right here. But in a relationship, in a marriage, you have to be able to try something different. If you're always going right, maybe you need to just go together, go left this time. Just adventures. Put some sparkle in the relationship, in the marriage. Put some excitement in it. You know, get your wife, your husband, the spouse, your significant other, and say, we're going to, plan it. We're going to take a little trip down. Right now, we can't travel. Nobody pretty much said, I ain't trying to tell you to travel now. But when we begin the doors and everything comes to a conclusion with the coronavirus and you're able to travel, just one weekend, let's go up to the mountains. Or let's ride down to the beach. That's when we can travel now. We're not traveling right now. Sometimes let's go down to a spot in our city. Maybe go. Some people been in a particular town all their life and never traveled to a historical site. Won't you do it with your significant other, with your wife? Be adventurous. You don't have to go to Europe. You have a lot of stuff going on right here in your town, in your neck of the woods. Sit down and chart it out or write it out. Put it on a vision board or whatever you want to do, and then you all say, oh, we're going to do this. We have to do this. Because we'll find out in people's life they haven't really been anywhere. We'll grow up in a place and then know those certain things existed. We never got a chance to appreciate it because we was in a hurry trying to get out of that place. That's what we have to keep in mind. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You know, we're awesome. The third thing is relationships that are built around intimacy. We're talking about sex now. Come on. There's no filters here. It's talking about sex. Just to be able to touch and caress your significant other. And I'm not talking about always it's from one side. It got to be from both sides. Women have to be able to touch and caress their men. Or your significant other. Men have to do the same thing with their wives or significant other. If the hands are powerful, they are healing people. When you are stressed out, you go to see a masseuse, therapist, to work on you, loosen you up. Why not let your significant other or your spouse do that? Just touching her or touching him. It makes a difference. It's healing when you're able to do that. That's intimacy right there. Intimacy of the mind when you're talking and thinking about things. Some people say, I want him to make love to my mind. Through his words. Through her words. That's what you want. Intimacy. It's not all about sex. And you know there's stages of that too when you're dealing with sex. You got to realize it ain't just coming there, meeting each other, bam, bam, you're done. It's stages. You got to be able to start this off and have a start of it. And you'll call foreplay and just enjoy yourself, just touching on each other. Can't be afraid to touch each other. Intimacy. All relationships are based on trust. We said something about that as a characteristic. Now we're being specific. We're saying things that's going to help you, things that's considered to be the types of relationship. And the things that happen in the relationship that make it last longer and stay stronger. Based on trust. If you can't trust yourself, I go back to that. If you can't trust yourself, then 9 times out of 10, nobody else gonna trust you. Nothing you can do about that. That's why you have to have self-love, you have to have trust, honesty, communication, connection, acceptance, kindness, respect, attraction, all of these things, spiritual alignment. And I didn't forget that one. Because I want you to understand, we're going to throw that one in and talk about it right now. Relationships should be all about spiritual alignment or spiritually aligned. I'm not saying you're forcing nobody to go to church. But let's make sure when we have that connection, because the connection has come, and that person, you can kind of understand how they feel spiritually. Because we can't be wholesome as an individual in a relationship unless we have ourselves, excuse me, mentally strong, emotionally strong, physically strong, and spiritually strong. And you got to be alive. A relationship that's going to last long, stay strong, must be spiritually aligned. Make sure you're in a relationship that is spiritually aligned. Spiritually aligned. I want you to remember that. A relationship that a relationship that are built around a shared future. If you can't see that person being in your future, in your relationship, that season, not going to last very long. It's all about a season. And a season come, it may not be as defined depending on where your geographical area is, but you know, we want to start off with the summer, the fall, the winter, and the spring. You can't be in a lasting long, as well as stay strong relationship if it only lasts one season. Because your future is not shared. And I'm not saying that, okay, both of y'all, you have to be, you know, I'm an educator, I'm a retired educator, I'd be with somebody that's a retired educator. It's when we sit down and say, okay, this is what we want to be together. You can't plan my future, and I can't plan your future. All our future's already been planned. Because God is in charge. But you cannot plan my future. And I can't plan. But we can plan a future together. Shared. I'm going to have ideas and you're going to have ideas. And we'll come to a resolution. That's what we're going to do. Relationship. We're still talking about the types of relationship that last long and stay strong. Relationship that are based on shared vulnerability. You might have a question about that. Shared vulnerability. I said something about that when I said the gift. Love is a gift. And you can't be able to love and be able to be happy unless you allow yourself to be vulnerable at times. It said a shared vulnerability. Are you willing? Or you want to always one-up your spouse, your significant other, in your marriage, in your relationship? Or are you all the time trying to keep score? Relationship is not a game. Sometimes you're going to fall short of what you need to do. That's why you're there with that person. And you're going to uplift each other. You're going to pick them up. That's what you're going to do. You're going to pick them up. When things ain't going right, you're going to be there to pick them up. When they become vulnerable, you got to be there to be that strength. That's what you have, vulnerability. If you're not allowing yourself to be happy because you're afraid of what happened to you in the past, you're really still living in the past. I want y'all to keep that in mind. You are still living in the past, and you will never be able to enjoy the future. You won't get to no shared future with nobody. You won't get there. You won't be able to share any goals y'all have because you're still living in the past. Yes, your relationship wasn't great in the past. My skills are not what they should be, but the only way you'll correct it, you got to say exactly that. My relationship skills are not that good. I need some help. I'm vulnerable now. I'm letting you know, I went to a traumatic experience. It was turbulent. That related, I just don't know whether I can trust anybody. I'll trust you because of what that person did to you, what old Billy Bob did, what they said Joker, what that Joker did to you. You let that be and define you. You're going to have that wall. Get that wall out of the way and allow yourself to be vulnerable so you can be happy. Let's talk quickly about the relationship tiers, meaning levels. You can be a part of this as well, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'm going to ask you to give your name and location if you choose to, and then I'm going to ask you to do what? Offer your comments, your expertise. Let's look at the relationship tiers. So important that we take that opportunity to talk about the relationship tiers or levels. You have contact level. That's when you first meet somebody. It may be in a conference. It may be at church. It may be shopping. And you got contact. That's that first level, or more or less the associate level. Because if you're in a conference and you say, my name is Tom Jones, and you might, that's contact. That's contact. And the next one is the associate. I just said something about it. That's up in the contact. My name is Billy Bob. My name is Gerald May. Whatever it is, that's contact and associate. I don't know no more about you, but I heard your name. Now, if I choose to find out more, I move to that next step, which is acquaintance. When I move to that next step, I want to know more about you. You know, I heard something that was really disturbing, and I won't bring out all phases of it, but a young lady was at one of the establishments, sitting down, enjoying with a friend, and a guy walked up, grabbed the phone, put his number in the phone, and never introduced himself. Never knew it. How did he know she wanted his number in the phone? He goes straight from contact, associate, straight to acquainted. Because if I'm asking for your number, I'm trying to be acquainted, because that gives me an option to call you. Now, you call me because I'm opening the door for it. And unfortunately, I think some people take it like this on Facebook, too. Just because you accepted their friendship, you're ready to start a friendship with them. Some have stepped out of line. Some have went way over. Because I've read some posts on some people saying that I am posting, but I don't want everybody in my DM trying to tell me how nice looking I am and who I am and how you want to get with it. That ain't what they're just because I accepted your friendship don't mean that. I don't know you no more than what I see, even though I look at your profile. But come on now, picture might not be the same. What's occurred to you might not be the same. Hey, it might not even be your name, because a lot of people don't put their name in. They put in a handle or what you call that person or being want to be called at that time through Facebook. See, come on now. We got to keep it real. If I want to be acquainted with you, and I want us to be acquaintances, I'm going to be able to communicate with you way beyond just introducing myself to you. And if we you know, it's a connection there, then you say, okay, let me get your number so we can. And also, I want everybody to keep in mind that level you go to after you meet somebody, even on a business situation. And I don't mean you want to go farther than that, but you want to be able to connect. I guess some people that call me, text me, email me, you know, I have this going on. I want to come on your show. I don't know them personally no more than if I go and look at that, you know, on Facebook and I've seen them, I'm a friend of them. Okay, I'm just looking at it, but I don't make us acquaintance. But when they made direct contact with me, now we have stepped into the acquaintance stage. That's what we are now. And if I want to further that, I want to move to the next tier, which is level companionship. If I want to step to the companionship, I'm going to go beyond. There's going to be some calling. There'll be some talking. There'll be some texting. It's going to be constantly communication that I want to go there with you. Just don't assume because we met on that job, on that conference, that I want to continue further with that. Let me choose my companionship. Let me move to the next level. Let me choose to, and if you choose, we choose together, and it works out that way. That's awesome. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Next level in a relationship, a tier, is friendship. Truly, truly, I think sometimes the word friend is used just loosely. Some can agree and some can disagree with me. But friend, hey friend, hey friend. Just because you're in that setting where they are, friend. When we said friendship, something comes along with giving somebody that title. We see on Facebook, BFF, that's my best friend. That's because you went through all the stages of contact level, associate, acquaintance, companionship, you know, as a friend, your girlfriend, or the guy you hang with, you go places, go out to the bars, go on these trips and all that stuff. You had to work your way to a friendship. That's my friend. Also, that category I want to add to that level is family as well. I always tell everybody, and I see several people on here, family members and so on, they know one of the three things I look when you're talking about dealing with. If I consider even my family, I want you can be my family, but I want you to be my friend too. And what I mean by that is that we got to be open enough to be able to be comfortably share with each other. Family got to be able to do it. Yes, because we have blood. We have some people in family, blood don't even talk to each other. Ain't my family member. She my family member, but she ain't enough where I want to communicate with her. So that's part of that friend-family situation. That's why they always have programs at church. They say amen on there. You can type it in. You want to. Family and friend. Family and friend. You invite family and friend. They fall in that category. They just that important. You can address it with me and let me know. And the next level is romantic. Now, don't get to thinking that's the last level, because when I first did the tiers, romantic was the last level. It's not the last level. I have two more. Tell me if it fits you. Romantic. I'm willing to allow the walls to fall down, and we are depositing positive things into each other. Because you have to be careful what people let people deposit in you now. They can do that. They can do it, especially through the ear. They can say things. The tongue is powerful. So I'm at the point where I'm romantic enough to feel comfortable. I'm ready to allow those walls to fall down. I'm ready to be able to allow myself to be happy. I'm telling you, this is where you're moving in the direction you need to move. You know, I'm leaning up, hitting people as they add on to Facebook. On both ends, I'm able to say hello and hi to them. And thank you so much for joining us. Romantic, you know what that is. But that's not the end of the levels or tiers of relationship. And that's something we have to remember. Some people go from associate straight to romantic. Some people go through the steps, contact level, social, acquainted, and they go to the romantic. But truly, truly, think about it. Not the end of it. I have two more that's so important. If I went to each one of these steps with you and are ready to be intimate, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally in the romantic stage, intimacy, I'm ready to break down and let you know this is how I feel, because it's coming from my internal part. Committed. Are you in a committed relationship? Romantic, committed. That's the next one after. It is not before. Yes, you can be intimate mentally, as I say, emotionally, and to the point financially, spiritually. You can be all those physically, you can be all those things. But are you committed? And I'm asking everybody that's on Facebook, are you committed in a relationship union? Are you afraid of commitment? Are you afraid to be committed? See, that's the difference between commitment and committed. You committed to that relationship. Are you afraid of that? Then you're not meeting the levels. You're not meeting the tiers. Because that comes after that part when it remains. Now, let's get to the last one. You have made a commitment now. This is the person I want to be with. I went to those steps. Now it's going to be a life partner. It's going to be a life partner. I want to share the goals. I want to share my future. I want to share my vulnerability. I want to do all those things, because now I am in a lasting, a long, that's going to stay strong relationship. Are you ready? The call-in number is 347 857-419-4192. We just have a couple more things we want to touch bases on before we get to wrap this up. This was something I really wanted us to talk about. Three types of love we all experience in our lifetime. Three types of love that we all experience in our lifetime. And I want you to, and briefly I'm going to touch on it, I want you to think about it for a second. One love is the first love. Who can think about that first? I want you to think about your first love. It's when you, your first love is always the one you experience when you're very young. But some people experience their first love as an adult. As an adult, you experience your first love. Your first real relationship was involved love, and real love and true love is very intense, is romantic, is where I'm able to move toward commitment and say, this is the person I want to be with. We do that as adults. It's not always young people. We do it as adults. Just think about it. The next type of love that we experience so we can be happily married or in a healthy relationship or however you want a lasting and strong relationship is hard love. You ever heard somebody say, I love hard, so don't play with me? But I tell you, if you go through those tears of a relationship, you can love as hard as you want to when you get to a committed person wanting to be, and you wanting that person to be your life partner. Think about that. The next love, which is our last love we're going to talk about, is that love you're going to say, quote, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see this coming. Love. That's what it is. It's that final love you experience. It's down there to that part when your tear is committed in life partnership. Your life partner. That's the love you didn't see coming. You was going through those levels, those tears, but when you hit that life partner, you ain't even know that. Oh, my God. I know it was that deep with me, but it is that deep. And that's what it's all about. So we'll remember those three loves. The first love, three types of love in your lifetime experience is your first love. And it ain't always when you're young. Some get their first love when they're adolescents and are moved to be an adult or a young adult or eventually an adult. Sometimes you meet your first love. I always say this, and all the time I get some challenges from people. I say, oh, one person God have meant for you that you're going to connect, you spiritually connect, and you'll connect from the soul in one person. Everybody else is going to be that selfish or you feel good, ego, love. But when that connect, that true love, that's true love, when you connect from the soul, everyone, you may be already found it, or you might be looking for it, but it's out there for you. True love could be your first love. Hard love, just remember, hard love is you coming. You can't talk about love, but when you start talking about it, hard love is the one that hurts. I don't mean you actually put all your efforts into it, and that person literally puts you in a situation where you're hurting inside. You push to the limits in your heart, love. Sometimes it brings a breaking point in your life. That's hard love. Hard love brings tears, self-sacrifice, almost unbearable amount of pain. That's hard love. And the love I didn't see coming, that's that final one. I told you that experience. And it said, this is going to take you by surprise. Think about it. If you're in a relationship and you say, I love him, and he said, I love you back, and you at that point of developing and said, you're my life partner, because God says only one going to be out there to be your life partner. You hit that. I didn't see that coming. It's been awesome. We've been talking about some great subjects tonight, great topics tonight, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Join us on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. I want to give those individuals a shout out. Now, I did want to share, I still have my book available. I have a few more copies left, and I need you to get your book. You get your book, Don't Be Scared to Love, and it talks about a lot of this in there. That love you didn't see coming, that hard love, that first love. It talks about the types of relationship. It talks about real love and true love. Not scared of love. Don't be scared of love. It costs $20. You can go to my Gmail account, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send me an email and let me know what option you want to use. We got either PayPal or either Cash App. And you can go to my Facebook page and one on Blog Talk Radio. That Cash App, you can make sure you have $LorenzaDSmith. That's a Cash App. And that's $20 for that book. And then the PayPal, paypal.me/Dr. Lorenza. Purchase this book. I have a few copies left. I need y'all to get a book. Everybody on Facebook, don't hold back. Get your book. I see several people that already purchased that book that's on Facebook, but you get yours. Go again to my Gmail account, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And just so I want to get one of your books, Doc. I want to get this Don't Be Scared to Love. $10 of that money collected on $20 go toward a scholarship, the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund, for a graduating senior who's going to attend, and it's a need-based scholarship, going to attend a community college or a technical college. Can't worry about it in the U.S., United States. You don't have to be in this part where we are. And you submit to me that you're interested in, you know, that scholarship. It's the Edna, E-D-N-A, R, capital R, Smith Scholarship. $10 from the book sale, and anything I do will go toward that scholarship and recognition. And it said a graduating senior who's going to go to community college, to what they call a technical college, and take up cosmetology. Let me know. Again, my Gmail account is LorenzaDSmith15. Cost of Don't Be Scared to Love is $20. Get your book. I'll be giving you a shout out to everybody on here. I have you. I'm going to just hit you and let you know you need to get your book. And you can take it through Cash App or PayPal and be a part of it. I do appreciate you. I want you to get the book. Thank you, Ms. Bailey, for sending me a lot of those thumbs up. And you tell your friends as well, Ms. Bailey, as well as make sure. I know you have a book coming out very soon with your husband, Antonio, and you all have one. I do, Struggling to Keep the Vows. It's their book. And we want to make sure we support young artists, authors, and whoever it may be. And I have several other guests that's going to be joining us in the future. We have Marquita Turner, and she'll be joining us with her book in a couple weeks, the first Tuesday in April, and she'll be here talking about her book. And she'll share her thoughts on those books. All right, let me give a shout-out to those people that's joining. My frat brother, Luster Horston. Thank you, Luster, for joining us. Deborah Hutchinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Marvin Smith, how you doing, Marvin? Thank you, Lala, so much. Lynette Moore, thank you, Lynette. Now, all these names I'm calling, you need to get your book. Now, go to Gmail account and give me a shout-out. Renee Johnson Higginpath, thank you so much. Nikki Nicole, thank you. Carol Davis, make sure you get your book, Carol. Then we have Sarita, Miss EEO Duncan Bailey, who is one I guess. Also, I mentioned the book that they're writing as well, and will be coming out very soon. Make sure you go to Sarita, Miss CEO Duncan Bailey, and you can get on her Facebook page and find out exactly what's going on. She got a couple other things that they're having coming up in June, as well as ourselves. Shout out to Yvette Smith. That's my biological sister. Thank you so much, Yvette. Gwen J. Smith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. Again, Sarita Bailey, thank you so much. We have this is Danielle, Daniela Butler, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Make sure you give me a shout. That way you'll be getting the book. Gmail, go to my Gmail account, and I'll get a correction on that name for sure. Sarah, that's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. We have Lynette Moore. Thank you for joining us. Yolanda Taylor Mason, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Yolanda Michelle, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Jeremy Hodge, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I'll give you a shout out. Blue Phi to you, my brother. Tiffany Davis, my niece. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us. She purchased her book. I give her a shout out. Rihanna Thomas, thank you so much, Rihanna. And I may not be saying it like you would normally say, but you can just give me a shout out on LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and we'll get it correct, and we'll make sure you get the book as well. Autumn Floyd, thank you, Autumn, so much. And again, Ms. Bailey also was the first one who was joining us today. It's been awesome tonight. We went over the time, and I'm so excited. God has blessed us to be able to come before you. Just remember, you can check us out on every other Tuesday, the Dr. Lowe Show. The next Tuesday, we'll have a special guest, have an author on here, Marquita Turner, but she has another name. I want her to explain that about her book and everything. Make sure you check it out. I will be posting because she agreed to come on in the 2 weeks we'll have on here. Going on. Let's support everybody we have around here that's doing some things that are positive. Like I said, Ms. Bailey will be having her and her husband have the book. Antonio, they'll be coming out with the book. I Do, Struggling to Keep the Vow. It'll be available. Several groups of husband and wife put together, wrote this book. Got other things she has going on. Check her out. And we always want to make each other, we want to uplift each other and make sure if you have some things going on, please make, let me know. Email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or on Facebook. Hit me on the DM and tell me, I got this going on. Doc, I want to come on your show. You're heard in 16 countries, including the United States. We got a lot going on. On this trying Tuesday, we have a lot of things going on with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, and numbers are increasing every day, but we still can enjoy ourselves on Block Talk Radio, Facebook, and Instagram. It's been awesome. Again, thank you so much for taking time. My hashtag is always, and I want you to keep that in mind. I try to make sure I share my hashtag with you. The first one is keep on grinding. And second one is communicate for understanding. You remember I mentioned that earlier, communication for understanding. That means I'm listening to you as you talk. And you are listening to me as I talk. And last but not least, if you're having some challenging times in your relationship and you don't feel like you can hold on, this song, you say, just listen to this. This is, we don't own the rights to the song, but I want you to hear this because it's saying about, if you're not ready to hold on to her or him, somebody's going to be out there to take her. Check us out. I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Yes, see you tomorrow on Talking Sports Plus. And look like I've kind of lost.
The girl was ready to go, yeah. You're a very good friend of mine, and I hate to see you this way. So it finally hit you when we talked about the other day. The milkman's been coming by twice a day, and UPS three times a night. Now that's too much milk and postage. Something just ain't right. you can't blame anyone, no, no. Listen to me right now. Now you never had the time to fulfill her special needs. Now the table has turned. Someone else is keeping her pleased. Now everything that you've done to her is coming back on you. You never thought that this girl would do something like this to you. Oh yeah.
She
said everything was all right when she would wait up for you at night.
He
so don't get mad and upset another man cause you left the door open and he turned off the lights. Oh yeah. The girl was ready to leave you a long time ago, yeah.
He didn't
you can't blame anyone but yourself. You can't blame anyone but yourself. She was ready to go.
Won't you no more?
She don't want you anymore. No, 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 no. No.
Ballin', I'm home lonely and crying. The nigga steady lying.
accepting my feelings no more.
No,
I just don't love him like I used to before.
It took me years, but I'm strong now.
I can stand up on my own now. She said it's too late. I done finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late. So he ain't gotta worry about coming home.
Touches my heart.